Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday. I hope everybody's doing well out there. Before we get into today's show, I have a bit of housekeeping for next week's show. Next week's show, I'm actually going to have a guest, and we're going to review the proposed Biden tax plan and how it's going to affect the 1031 exchange, because there are some big, big changes that are proposed. And the 1031 exchange is such a powerful tool for real estate investors. So you're going to definitely want to tune into next week's show. Now, next week's show is not going to be a political show, okay? So I don't want any calls coming in on you're for this candidate or that candidate. That's not what the show is about. It's really here's the proposals and here's how it will affect your real estate investments in a nutshell, right? A compare and contrast. And if you don't know what a 1031 exchange is, it's part of the tax code that essentially it allows you to do a like kind exchange of real estate, essentially, right? Kind of a swap out. So when you sell property, investment property, this does not apply to personal homes, okay, or any of that. It must be an investment property. But the code allows you to essentially sell that property, take the funds from that sale and hand them over to a third party, okay? And this is real general, the way I'm telling you. We'll get deeper next week. Hand them over to a third party, and then you can identify and purchase new real estate or different real estate, and you can take those funds into that, and you avoid the capital gains taxes. So there's some major changes that are proposed to that. The 1031 has been around since 1921. So next year, it will be 100 years old. So it's definitely not a new strategy. It's really just the ability to, you're not walking away from capital gains taxes. You're rolling them in to a new property. You're deferring them. And then you're deferring them and then essentially taking possession of the new real estate property. So that's the 1031. We're going to talk about that next week. But today's show, very important. Today's show, what I want to get into is the fact that retirement's going to be here soon for many of you. And it's going to be unexpected and it's going to be early. Okay. And I've got some facts to back that up that are rather alarming that we'll peel back as we go through the show. So I hope you can stick with me. And let me put some background behind that. Okay. Out of every 100 people, 9 out of 10 retire at or near poverty levels. 9 out of 10. 1% retire wealthy. 4 will save enough for the same lifestyle. Not a great lifestyle necessarily. Some have a great lifestyle, but 4, okay? 4 will save enough for the same lifestyle. 3 will work until they die. 63 of that 100, well, they will require government assistance to get by. 63%. Is that even sustainable? If that fact right there alone doesn't tell you that the system's broken, no other stat will. And sadly, to complete our 100, 29 folks will pass away before the age of 65. So that's your 100 people. Of that 100, one will be wealthy. That's today's statistics. 4 will save enough for the same lifestyle. So really, 5 out of 100, 5% will be okay. And to me, those numbers are astounding. And also, I would even argue that based on statistics and trends today, those numbers are getting even worse if you think about it. For instance, pensions, they're almost extinct. And the folks that have pensions typically tend to be older. 65 years or older are folks that are most likely to have pensions. Those of us younger than that, it's very rare if we have a pension. So pensions are practically extinct. And then 20% of people from the age of 70 to 74 are still working. So I think that those stats were, I gave you that 5%, 5 are going to be okay. The other 95 are going to need assistance, or unfortunately, a large chunk of that, 30%, will pass away. Only 5 are going to be okay. And I want to ask the question, why is that? Why is that? Why is it that the median savings account in the United States today is $5,000? That's the median savings account. And that essentially, the median, it means half the people out there have more and half the people have less. But why is it? And that's the crux of today's show, that only 5% are going to be okay. I'm going to tell you, there's two reasons. One, we just said it earlier, the current retirement system in this country is broken. There's no pensions. Healthcare is obtusely expensive, right? It is over the top. In fact, healthcare bills, medical bills, are the number one reason in this country why people have to file for bankruptcy. Number one. Another fact is the low savings rate returns, right? Savers are losers. There's no need to save your money if all you're going to make on that savings is a paltry 0.01 or 0.05% return. So low savings rate, expensive health care, high taxes, high cost of living, yes. And I'm discussing this in comparison to the American way of life 40 or 50 years ago. So one, the current system's broken. And two, okay, I would argue that retirement comes for many people much, much sooner than anticipated. And that's either through layoffs, illness, disability, right? It's going to happen. In fact, 50% of you will have to retire before you plan to. All right. And I know that news is shocking, but I'm telling you this because you can take action today to essentially hedge against that disability or that illness or that forced retirement that, again, is going to come upon 50% of you. So when we come back, we're going to pick it up after a short break, and we're going to talk how retirement's coming for the majority of you much sooner than anticipated, but what you can do today to protect yourself tomorrow. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Understand this concept, but I also want you to take action today to put yourself on a path of a hedge, essentially, a hedge against this unforeseen retirement. And again, it's going to, for 50% of you, it's going to come sooner than expected. But let me give you a little bit of background. For every 100 people, 9 out of 10 will retire at or near poverty levels. Think about that. 9 out of 10, 90%. The odds are stacked against you. Chances are we're all going to be part of that 9 out of 10 when we start out, right? Unless we take action today to change that path. Of the 100 people, one will become wealthy. 4 will save enough for the same lifestyle. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean great lifestyle, right? Maybe they've dulled their lifestyle down, beans and rice, and they're able to save enough to, when they retire, what? More beans and rice. Okay, now there's a couple in there that are going to do fine. I'm not discounting that by any means. 3 of the 100 will work until they die. Sadly, but true. 63 of that 100 will require government assistance to get by. 63%. And again, I'd like to ask, is that even sustainable long term? That's a scary fact. And sadly, 29 will pass away before the age of 65. So again, the 5 out of 100 seem to be okay, right? The one wealthy and the 4 that have actually saved enough. But what we want you to do is invest. We want you to invest enough as a hedge against that. But the fact is, most people will retire before they plan to. In fact, if you ask someone today, hey, when do you plan to retire? Just about everybody's going to tell you age 65. Oh, yeah, I'm going to retire at 65. That's when I'm going to stop working. But that's not the case. It's called disability or injury or illness or cancer or COVID or layoffs, right? It happens. It happens to the best of us. Now, this is from Money Magazine, April 2019. And what it's talking about is there's a gap between retirement expectations and reality, okay? And this is essentially, it's a survey that found there's a gap between when workers anticipate retiring and then when they actually leave their job. It's a 2018 Employee Benefit Research Institute survey. So 48% of workers expect to retire after the age of 65. 48%, right? And you're probably thinking that in your mind. If you're listening to this show right now, you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to retire at 65 or after 65. But here's the truth. Only 19% of retirees stayed on the job that long. So 48 are saying we're going to work till 65 or later. But the truth is only 19% stayed on the job. What happened? What's the difference? Here's another stat. 10% of workers say they are planning to retire before age 60. Okay. 10% of you out there are saying, oh, I'm going to retire before 60. But the truth is 26% of retirees left the workforce before age 60. So why is that? Did they win the lottery? Did they suddenly come into a ton of money so they could retire? No, 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 and no. Okay. So the median retirement age in the survey is actually 62. Okay. So many, many folks are having to retire for one reason or another. So let me continue on. Unexpected early retirement. Many early retirements are unexpected due to unforeseen circumstances. So about half of retirees say they left the workforce earlier than planned, often to cope with a health problem, disability, or to care for a spouse or other family member. Okay. And then it says other retirees are forced out of their job due to company downsizing, closure, right? There's a lot of that going on out there. So that's what I want you to understand is no matter when you think you're going to retire, at least 50% of you are going to be forced to retire prior to when you planned. And it's not because you won the lottery or came into money. It's because of the above that I just discussed. Illness, injury, disability, right? I mean, we all have this mythical retirement date in our minds. The fantasy, really. It's you think about it and we're surrounded by it in the media. You see the commercials, all the financial commercials, and you've heard me say this before. They show the older couple frolicking on the beautiful beach, and they've got the khaki pants rolled up, and they've got the pale pink, light pink polo shirt on or Oxford, and they're dancing around because I guess they're part of the 1% of the wealthy or the 4 that saved enough to continue living the lifestyle, essentially. But it's just not the truth, okay? So most of us, that number is going to be 62, like it or not, and we're going to come back to age 62. We're going to talk about that later. When's the government want you to retire? Have you thought about that? Uncle Sam, when does he want you to retire? When does the government want you to retire? Well, I'll tell you, they want that number to be at least age 66. And why do I say that? Because if you decide to take Social Security prior to the age of 66, you may not know this, they will not pay you your full benefit. You have to take a less than, right? A 70% of whatever your benefit would be. So just want to throw that out there in case you didn't know it. But I'll also tell you this, the U.S. government, Uncle Sam, if you wait to take Social Security until age 70 or 72, and it depends on how old you are now, but there's a chart. But if you wait and don't take it at 66 and you wait until you're 70 or 72, they'll sweeten the pot. They'll say, hey, if you don't take Social Security until you're 70 or 72, we'll give you additional. So it's 110%, 120%, 130%. It's a sliding scale. Again, it depends on your age today and when you get there, and it depends on what age you retire. So those numbers, again, are for the Gen X generation, essentially. For you millennials that are out there and Gen Yers, I hope you're listening. I'm going to make you this promise. That number is going to go up. It's not going to be 70 or 72 for you guys. It's going to be 74 or 75. It just, the math tells you it has to be. So I want you to understand this. I want you to take the time today to change that path, to change that course, to not have to make that decision. Should I wait on Social Security, or should I take it now, or maybe I have to take it now? Because I'm telling you, my friends, retirement's coming for most of you, and it's going to be way sooner than expected. But let's talk about what we can do to make that different. We'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show with any real estate investing questions or concepts or anything you want to discuss, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I do respond to each and every email personally, and I enjoy getting your emails, so please reach out. Anything's open for discussion. I also want to throw this out there. If you didn't know it, we are on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube, type in Lifestyles Unlimited. We have our own channel, and you'll find this show and several other shows right there on YouTube. So moving up in the world, right? YouTube is huge. I've got teenagers, and YouTube is, it's the center. You think cable TV has a future? I'll tell you, if you've got kids under the age of 18, it's all about YouTube, my friends. Today's show, we're discussing how retirement is going to be here much, much sooner than most of you anticipate. And I'm telling you, I've got the facts that at least 50% of you are going to retire earlier than you're planning, unexpected and early. But I want you to prepare now. There is something you can do about that. So if at least 50% of you are going to retire early, is it because you came into some windfall and suddenly you have all this income? Well, if you're a real estate investor, that probably is you. But unfortunately, the majority of you, no. It's going to be because the retirement was forced upon you for one reason or another. Either because corporate America downsized, or the company closed, or the skills of the position have changed and you don't have the skills to do that. Or, more likely than not, it's disability, illness, or you're having to retire to take care of a loved one or a spouse. It's just the truth. It's just the way it is. But at Lifestyles, we are teaching passive income as an answer. You can create passive, positive income in your life, okay? Now, we teach one house, right? One house will average about $400 a month, and we call that chunking, and you can buy your life back $400 at a time if you go single family, but you can also advance that and go multifamily, and you can go at a much more rapid pace. But let's just look at single family houses, one chunk at a time, right? One house, $400. Maybe that pays your electric bill. Two houses, another $400. Maybe you're paying your car note. So we invest in single-family homes and multifamily apartment communities really to buy our life back, one chunk at a time, to create financial freedom. But today's show is about an alternate reason to create that passive income, and it might be a much more important reason for most of you, because most of you are going to have to retire before you want. That's the facts. understand it now. But passive income is the ultimate hedge against disability. It's the ultimate hedge if you have to retire. It's the ultimate hedge if you're forced to retire, right? If you're forced to retire tomorrow, or really what I'm saying is, if you have no longer have the ability to earn a W-2 income, okay? Now, if that happened to you tomorrow, and again, it's going to happen to 50% of you before, sooner than expected, and you came down with an illness, well, your job isn't going to pay you. You may have a little disability insurance, fine. That's not going to get you by. But if you had an illness or an injury or disability and it lasted 6 months or longer and you couldn't work, your job's not going to pay you anymore. So another word for retirement is disability. In the last segment, I mentioned the age of 62 is the most common retirement age. That is the median number in America. So 50% of the people actually retire prior to age 62. And I hope that doesn't surprise you, okay? Maybe it does, but that means half of you will retire before 62 and half of you will retire after age 62. And I've done entire shows on how people are not saving enough for retirement. The facts prove that. It's not enough by a long shot. So are you prepared? Let me give you some more facts. 6% of working Americans each year miss work due to disability, illness, injury, or sickness. 6%. Each year, 6%. So it's going to come around. 1 out of 4 of today's 20-year-olds will miss at least 1 year of work time due to disability at some point in your life. So the point is, retirement's coming, and it's going to be unexpected, and it's going to be early. But I want you to prepare now. So when I was a kid, we grew up on the coast, and it's hurricane season, right? There's a hurricane that's coming through Florida, I believe, and it's been a tough hurricane season. But I remember as a kid, we would get the news, hey, there's a hurricane, and it's coming in. What would we do? Well, immediately, we would prepare. I remember it as a kid. The cars would get gassed up. We'd take the bathtubs, we'd stop them up, and we'd fill them full of water, okay? We'd fill every available milk jug full of water that we had. So water, we'd also get batteries, right? Because you need to have, you wouldn't have power. The power would go out. So we had to be prepared, and we needed the batteries for flashlights and for transistor radio or what have you, so that we can get news. Take care of the pets. We would stock up on extra pet food. Lawn furniture needs to come in, needs to go in the garage. I remember taping the windows with an X, right? You'd put masking tape on every window like an X. And why are you doing that? Because if the wind blows something into the window and it shatters, you don't want shards of glass going all over the place. So you'd put the tape on it. We'd extra food, candles, right? I mentioned water, and then we'd have a go kit ready to go. What if the flood comes for whatever reason? The hurricane's worse than we anticipated. We have to have that kit ready to go. The bottom line is, we knew the hurricane was coming. Hey, in 4 days, a hurricane will hit here, or it's most likely to hit here. So we would prepare. But what I'm telling you out there now, though, is a bigger hurricane is coming. Your retirement is coming. 50% of you are going to have to retire before you want to, or before you're planning it, before you're planning to retire. And are you prepared? Okay? So the point is, passive income is the ultimate hedge against that. Let's call it a bullet train, right? Because the conventional wisdom world says, well, this is how we prepare for retirement. You get a job, and then you feed a 401k and an IRA for 30 or 40 or 50 years. And then once you've amassed this bucket of money, then you can retire on your terms. But if there's a stock market crash, if there's an illness, if there's an injury, it's going to disrupt that time cycle. It's going to break it, especially if there's a major health concern. You're going to end up spending your entire nest egg on healthcare costs. And so this is from the Council for Disability Awareness, and this is really alarming. There was a 2014 study of consumer bankruptcy filings. What was the number one reason? Medical bills, number one. Number two was lost job. And number three was illness or injury on the part of a self or family member. So there's that. And then there's another study of bankruptcy filings that showed cancer patients, right? It happens. My brother had cancer. Cancer patients are 2.65 times more likely to go bankrupt than people without cancer, okay? And most of that is younger people under the age of 50. So you may be saying, well, I have workers' comp, and there's always Social Security. They're not going to cover it. Workers' compensation only covers time away if you're disabled on the job, okay? And that's only 1% of American workers miss work because of an occupational illness. The rest is something outside of the occupation. Here's another sad fact. 34% of Social Security disability insurance claimants had their applications approved. So my friends, Wall Street's not going to save you. Washington, D.C.'s not going to save you. Only you can save you. And I want you to start today. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you have any questions at all about real estate investing or how you can start creating passive income, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. We're here to help, and it's really much easier than you think. A lot of you are afraid of real estate investing because you think it's some huge endeavor or some huge concept, and quite frankly, it's actually really easy. We've got several strategies, time-tested. We've got 40,000 members all across the United States, and we've been doing it for 30 years. This is our 30th anniversary. There's no secrets in real estate. None. I'm telling you, these are time tested. We talked about the 1031 exchange in the first segment. That's a 100-year-old strategy. It'll be 100 years next year. So these are not new concepts. We're not reinventing the wheel. If you're just now tuning in, I invite you to go to our podcast. You can find us on any sort of podcast app on your smartphone or at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. You can pick up this show and many other shows by the other hosts, Al Gordon, Andy Webb, Dale Walmsley, founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find him there on those shows. And that's essentially how I got started. I started listening to the podcast, listened to the show, decided, hey, I want to take a look at this. And it's something I was interested in. And then when I saw it, I said, wow, that is a game changer. And it's really easy. And I started 7 years ago. But today, we're talking how retirement, unfortunately, is going to come here soon and unexpectedly. In fact, for 50% of you, you're going to retire before you want to. That's what we're talking about today. You're going to retire before you planned or before you wished or before your 30 or 40 or 50 year 401k plan comes to fruition. And it's called disability. It's called illness. It's called layoffs. It's called downsizing. It's called corporate America changed their mind. That's what it's called. But what's the hedge? What do you do? Okay, so Harrison, you're telling me I'm going to have to retire before I want. What can I do different? Well, this is what you do different. You create passive income. And what is passive income? It's exactly how it sounds. Believe it or not, a check comes in each and every month. Believe it or not, a check comes in each and every quarter. It just depends on what deal you invest in and how you invest in. And we're investing in single family, working class properties and apartment communities. And we're taking eyesores and run down properties and we're turning them into great properties. And we're making money five ways on the single family home and six different ways on the apartment community. And if you want to see how we do that, I invite you to attend a free workshop. And it's an interactive workshop. You can ask questions. You can see for yourself. Don't just listen to me. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. I believe our next workshop is September 15th, so that's, Tuesday? And then we have another one September 18th. But if you go to that website, you'll see the dates, and you can sign up and participate in the free workshop. See for yourself. They'll explain it. It's about 90 minutes. You can ask all the questions you want. Sit in with a spouse, right? It's live stream, so you can do it from any computer in your house, anywhere you want. If you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, we can do that online. It's financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. That will give you all the benefits of a member. That will give you our vendor list. We will teach you how to invest in real estate, and we do that through, traditionally, it's a 16-hour class that takes place over 2 days, but now that's live stream, and you can do the 16-hour class, or you can also break it into four parts and do, it's 4 hours each one, and you can attend that as many times as you want. Again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. How much does it cost? Well, you can get buy 1 year, get 1 year free for only $297. And that's way cheaper than when I joined. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't take action now, you never will. I waited 2 years, and those are 2 years that I can't get back. But I'm in now, and I did it for myself, and I did it for my family. Okay, so the show, retirement's going to be here soon, and for many of you, it's going to be unexpected and early. And where do I get that? Well, if you take 100 people in this country, 9 out of 10 retire at or near poverty levels. Only 1 out of 100, 1% will retire wealthy. One. And how they got there, numerous ways, but I'll tell you, 70% of all millionaires in the United States, you know how they made their money? 7 out of 10. Real estate. So back to the 100 people. 4 are actually going to save enough for the same lifestyle. Okay? Those are the Dave Ramsey folks. Some of the Dave Ramsey folks. Save enough for the same lifestyle. Well, that can mean numerous things. It can mean that you dulled your life down. Beans and rice, to where you have literally zero expenses, but you're able to save enough for that same lifestyle. I'd rather invest for the lifestyle I want. Continuing on, the 1 in 100, 3 are going to work until they die. Do not let that be you, my friend, unless you truly want to work, okay? That's a different endeavor, and I'm sure there's some in there that just, they have a job or they want to do something on their terms. However, 63 will require government assistance, 63%. Wow. And unfortunately, 29 are going to pass away before the age of 65. So the bottom line is, from that, only 5% don't require the government assistance. 5%. That's shocking. That if that doesn't tell you the system is broken, that 63%, 63 people out of 100 need government assistance, and only 5 people out of 100 make it, the system's broken, my friends. But sadly, you can't open a magazine or watch TV or drive down a freeway today without seeing some advertisement for this mutual fund company or that mutual fund company or your financial advisor or blah, blah, blah. So if it's so popular, if it's so great, if the system's so wonderful, how come only 5 out of 100 are making it? Well, sadly, a big portion of those 63%, they have been forced to retire before their time. Layoffs, company bankruptcies. Heck, today it could be because your business was burned down, unfortunately, or illness, disability, COVID, right? Some people went into a coma because of COVID. So that's a disability. That's, you're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able to create W-2 income. The only thing you can do is create passive income. And passive income doesn't care if you're sick, if you're ill, if you're disabled. It doesn't care. It's going to, it's there day in and day out. You set up the investment, you set up the deal, either the single family home or the apartment community, and you get paid. You get a check. Okay. Now that sounds very generalized and very simple. There is a strategy. There is a formula. What we do is not a get rich quick scheme. We're not taking advantage of anybody. These are solid, tried and true principles. In fact, real estate investors using our model, we're doing a service. We are taking the house that's run down or vacant or trashed or destroyed, and we're making best product, best price. We're making a place where somebody wants to live. We're making a place, and this is a true story. I purchased a home in Arlington that had been absolutely destroyed. And by destroyed, I mean windows were kicked out. The AC was gone. And this is in a nice neighborhood, okay? This isn't a bad neighborhood by any means. But the father had co-signed on the loan for the son, and the son had his buddies over, and it was a party house. And they actually cut a hole through the wall so they can get to the master bathroom. It was unbelievable. Well, I purchased that home, and I fixed everything. I put granite countertops in there. We put hardwood floors. We redid the carpet. We painted everything. We fixed the exterior. I put vinyl windows in the house. But I remember once I would visit the job site, and when I was done, I was outside and kind of walking around the house and taking some pictures. And this gentleman next door came over, and he introduced himself, and he lived next door, and he had his wife. He was newly married. He's a young guy, and he had two young children. And I think one was 18 months or less, and the other one was like three, two beautiful little girls. And he said, "Hey, are you the owner of this house?" And I said, "Yeah, I sure am." And he said, "Wow, I really want to thank you for doing what you did." And I said, "Thank me? I don't understand." And this is when I first started investing in real estate. And he said, "You know, this house, there were strange cars that would come at all hours of the night. There was people in and out. There was always loud music, and there was trash. In fact, I remember when I bought it, there was beer cans all in the backyard and in the bushes and everything." And he said, "You know, we were actually scared. We were scared that somebody would be inebriated and would come into our house or break into our car, or the loud noise kept us up at night." And he said, "I had to travel a lot of times, and I wouldn't be home, and my wife was afraid. And so I want to thank you for doing what you did." So my friends, nothing feels better than that. But what I really did was I created some passive income for myself and for my family as the hedge. Retire on your terms, not on theirs. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.